Advancing artificial intelligence systems could pose catastrophic national security risks. This, according to a new report commissioned by the U.S. State Department, and the authors warn that advanced AI systems could be stolen and weaponized by adversaries. Or, potentially even worse, superhuman AI systems could escape controls and circumvent safeguards. And the authors write, in the worst case, such a loss of control could pose an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report was produced by Gladstone AI, a U.S.-based company that promotes the responsible development of safe artificial intelligence systems, and the U.S. State Department says the views expressed in the report do not necessarily reflect the views of the U.S. government. Jeremy Harris is the CEO and founder of Gladstone AI, and he joins me now. So, Jeremy, thank you for the nightmares that your report is going to be giving me. I mean, this is a very alarming report, and I want to get to the big warnings. But first, just walk me through how you did this. Who did you talk to? How did you arrive at these conclusions?
Absolutely. And I think it bears mentioning, too, just out the gate, right? When we're talking about AI, we are talking about a technology with huge positives, right? Mm-hmm. Transformative economic potential, mm-hmm. a lot of which we're already seeing play out. Really, really important we don't lose sight of that. You know, we're not going to be, you know, slowing down or hampering the way we approach technology, but we need to be mindful and thoughtful about it. So the development of the report itself, this is a long process. I think you might have mentioned over a year of investigation. Yeah. We spoke to over 200 stakeholders, not just from, you know, researchers at the frontier labs, the world's top AI labs that are working on human-level AI, among other things, but also their executives, including the CEOs of many of these labs. And it came with an unprecedented level of access to folks in the U.S. national security establishment. So we're talking here about world-leading experts in things like weapons of mass destruction, cyber, chem, bio, radiological, nuclear weapons, kind of looking for some of the precedents, lessons that we can learn from those things, and how they might map on to this new kind of risk class that we're seeing emerge.
Okay, there are all of these big players with big money, and it's a big competition to get the best AI, yep. get it out there, and dominate the market. And part of your concern, as I understand it, is that it's that hyper-competitive nature from all of these players that's fueling some of these concerns.
That's right, and they're saying that actually themselves, right? We're seeing it both publicly and privately. When you actually speak to, whether it's the executives or the researchers themselves, this racing dynamics that's playing out right now across the industry, where, you know, Google comes out and says, hey, like ChatGPT came out, that really forced our hand. We're now forced to accelerate our forward motion. OpenAI then goes, okay, Google, come on, like now you're pushing us more with Gemini and so on. So there's all this kind of one-upmanship, and there's a powerful economic reason why that's the case. Right? We're talking about market capture, in one part, but the other is a strategic imperative. Right? If you're the first to build a human-level AI type system, you know, that comes with a lot of strategic implications. You're able to do things like predict the movement of markets, predict what products might work better. There's a potential, as actually one company wrote in a filing that was released, made public, I should say, and leaked. They were saying, we think that the AI systems of the 2025-26 era could be so advanced that it's impossible for other people to catch up. So huge strategic imperatives to compete here.
Okay, and the concern with any kind of new technology is that it gets stolen or it gets misappropriated and gets used in an improper way. And you've got two big risk factors you're warning about, but that's one of them, right? That advanced AI systems could be stolen or replicated by an adversary and then used improperly. What could that look like?
Yeah, so there are a lot of different, as we frame them, catastrophic weaponization risks that AI could pose in the near future. Like, this is not necessarily a long-term story. Like, a lot of the risk classes and the evidence that we're seeing is for things that could play out in, like, the next calendar year, in the next 3 years, stuff like that. So one example is cyber risk. So you imagine we're already seeing, for example, autonomous agents. You can go to one of these systems now and ask it, it's like a glorified version of ChatGPT, and you ask it, hey, I want you to build an app for me, right? That's an amazing thing. It's basically automating like software engineering, this entire industry. That's a wicked good thing. But imagine the same system, but you're asking it to carry out, you know, a massive distributed denial of service attack or some other cyber attack, right? The barrier to entry for some of these very powerful weaponization applications drops, and the destructive footprint of malicious actors who use these systems increases rapidly as they get more powerful.
So it gives you the capacity to disrupt the market, to take energy systems offline, to take water purification systems online, disrupt critical infrastructure, disrupt the economy, do all kinds of things like that.
Potentially so, yeah. And, you know, there's bioweapon risk as well. We've had early indications. OpenAI's done a study. There are other studies that point in this direction. These systems could lower the barrier to entry to access to those kinds of systems or allow us to develop new ones. So it's a very broad set of weaponization risks. And then the other bucket, of course, is this loss of control risk, right? As these systems get more and more creative, and they're able to plan over longer time horizons, one of the things that you start to worry about, and this is echoed, by the way, by the three most cited AI researchers on planet Earth, two of the three founders of modern AI and a whole swath of frontier labs and their researchers, there's this risk that these systems start to get essentially dangerously creative. They're able to invent dangerously creative strategies that achieve their programmed objectives while having very harmful side effects. So that's kind of the risk we're looking at with loss of control. And both these things, again, do seem to be relatively, potentially relatively near term. There's a lot of uncertainty here. And that is part of what we explore in the report too, right? How do we navigate a situation where we don't have all the answers? We don't know for sure.
As I was reading about this today, I watched 2001 when I was a kid, and HAL, you know, the computer that turned against the... I watched a movie called War Games with Matthew Broderick, where he's playing with the computer, he thinks he's playing chess, and he's going to launch nuclear war. I watched Terminator, which now sounds like a documentary based on this, and the Jurassic Park warning that they spent all their time wondering if they could do it. They never considered whether they should do it. All of those pop culture references come to mind as I read about this warning of this extinction event, and this is this loss of control, that this software could get so advanced and so powerful, we can't control it, and we have no idea what it might unleash. I mean, how worried should we really be about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's one challenge is with all the kind of pop culture references, yeah. Right? We get used to pattern matching this to, oh, this is just, it's a Terminator thing.
It's a Skynet, right?
Yeah, Skynet thing. A couple thoughts about that. First of all, there are no guarantees in the world of AI. We get to continually be surprised as we build systems at the next level of scale and go, oh, wow, it had that capability, didn't expect that. So far, the surprises have tended to be in the direction that make people a little bit more worried about these risks.
Great.
Happy Thursday. Yeah. There's a lot of good news, too. We've made progress on technical safety. One of the frontier labs, actually, Anthropic, has been doing some amazing work around that. And there's cause for optimism. But we don't have the technical solutions yet. So there are reasons to believe that the default path, if we don't solve certain unsolved technical problems, unfortunately is that you could see these sorts of behaviors emerging. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we do have to invest in it early.
So here's my last question, and in that I've watched governments struggle with social media.
Yeah.
They're not nearly as powerful as the potential of AI. There's always a regulatory lag on the tech sector in terms of government response. I mean, are governments even remotely equipped to deal with the challenges of something like this in an industry that they don't control and maybe barely understand?
Yeah, I mean, I'll answer that question just by kind of calling back the story that led to this action plan in the first place. Mm-hmm. So we actually started by briefing this team at the State Department that commissioned the report back about a year before ChatGPT came out. Nobody was talking about it.
Right.
We shared the sort of the backstory, the technical story that, frankly, I mean, by 2020, I left my AI company because it was so obvious that a ChatGPT moment was coming. At that point, we'd already kind of cracked the code that led to this moment. They saw that, too. They put together the pieces. So there are forward-looking parts of government that are actually really effective. The key is engaging those parts and also educating the rest of government, right? There's a capacity building function that we have to engage in, and we have to do it preemptively.
Okay, I want to say thank you because I think you scared me a little bit. Jeremy Harris, I appreciate it. It's complicated stuff, and you helped me with this. Jeremy Harris, CEO and founder of Gladstone AI. Thanks so much, man.
My pleasure, David.